Welcome to the good stuff. This is so good, I can't even wait. Moses, did you ever think about this? He was the first person with a tablet downloading from the cloud.
Old school tablet.
There you go. Very old school. Thank you so much for joining us. And let me tell you a little bit about North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. They have a message for you. Happy New Year. May this year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values that are our Western heritage.
So I'm going to give you today on the good stuff about some more UFTA, Norwegian sayings.
Very good. I'm excited for those.
First, I'm going to give you a little information about Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board and Bull Bash coming up February 14th. Go to bullbash.net. Find out about the Bulls on Main Street and 4-H Luck of the Draw, all kinds of fun things going on for Valentine's Day and the 25th annual Bull Bash. Otherwise, if you want information about our neck of the woods, you can find it at visitvalentine.com. Some meanings of UFTA. Anybody that's got a little Norwegian or been around the Norwegians, you'll say that once in a while. So UFTA is getting out of bed in the morning with a backache.
UFTA.
UFTA is losing your wad of gum in the chicken yard.
Ooh.
UFTA is having a mouse crawl up your leg when you're on a hayload.
That's right.
And UFTA is trying to dance the polka to rock and roll music. More of those on another edition of the Good Stuff program.
Indeed. Let me tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News is or could be your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the commercial cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. You need to check them out if you're not already receiving your edition every week. TSLN.com. How's this sound, Mike? Please be patient. I'm from the 1900s.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that kind of dates it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Kind of a shocking number when you look at it like that.
You know what happens when you get team roping, saddle broncs, and steer wrestling in one event? You have the rope ride and slide event Friday night at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. It starts at 7 o'clock at the Monument. All kinds of activities going on this week. Music concerts February 6th and 7th. The Cinch Trade Show with 400 booths. And the Western Art Show and Sale is always popular through February 7th in Rapid City at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.
Stock Silver Hair. I would never trade my amazing friends, my wonderful life, my loving family for less gray hair or a flatter belly. As I've aged, I've become kinder to myself and less critical of myself. I've become my own friend. I don't chid myself for eating that extra cookie or for making my bed or for buying that silly cement gecko that I did not need, but looks so avant-garde on my patio. I'm entitled to a treat, to be messy, and to be extravagant. I have seen too many dear friends leave this world too soon, before they understood the great freedom that comes with aging. Whose business is it if I choose to read or play on the computer until 4 a.m. and sleep until noon? I will dance with myself to those wonderful tunes of the 60s, and if I, at the same time, wish to weep over a lost one, I will. I will walk the beach in a swimsuit that is stretched over a bulging body and will dive into the waves with abandon, if I choose to, despite the pitying glances from the jet set. They, too, will get old. I know I am sometimes forgetful, but there again, some of life is just as well forgotten, and I eventually remember the important things. Sure, over the years, my heart has been broken. How can your heart not break when you lose a loved one, or when a child suffers, or even when somebody's beloved pet gets hit by a car? But broken hearts are what give us strength and understanding and compassion. A heart never broken is pristine and sterile and will never know the joy of being imperfect. I am so blessed to have lived long enough to have my hair turning gray and to have my youthful laughs be forever etched into the deep grooves on my face. So many have never laughed, and so many have died before their hair could turn silver. As you get older, it is easier to be positive. You care less about what other people think. I don't question myself anymore. I've even earned the right to be wrong. So, to answer your question, I like being old. It has set me free. I like the person I have become. I'm not going to live forever, but while I am still here, I will not waste time lamenting what could have been or worrying about what will be. And I shall eat dessert every single day.
And you've been listening to The Good Stuff.